chapter 4, preaching the gospel of glory. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, even as we obtained mercy, we do not give up, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those that perish, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not dawn. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Seeing it is God that said, light shall shine out of darkness, he shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the exceeding greatness of the power may be of God, and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, yet not crushed, perplexed, yet not in despair, pursued, yet not forsaken, struck down, yet not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always being delivered from death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then, death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore did I speak, we also believe. And on this basis we also speak, knowing that he that raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also with Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace may be multiplied through many, causing thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not give up. But though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction accomplishes for us an eternal weight of glory beyond comparison. Whilst meantime, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.